Welcome back to another thrilling episode of the Notary Nuggets podcast, where we dive deep into the world of ink, stamps, and signatures while keeping it fun. I'm your host, always ready to drop a stack of knowledge with a side of laughs. Now, any notary signing agent knows their role is about more than just dotting I's and crossing T's. It's about navigating personalities as diverse as the documents we notarize. And sometimes, my friends, those signers can be, what's the word? Yes, challenging. But fear not. Today, we're going to talk about how to seal the deal like a pro, offering you practical tips on handling even the most difficult signers like a seasoned maestro of the mortgage world. Picture this. You've just arrived at a signing, your briefcase perfectly organized, your pen poised for action. But your signer, they've got that look, the one that screams, I've got 99 problems and this mortgage is just one. So, what's the game plan? Rule numero uno, never underestimate the power of empathy. Sometimes a signer isn't just looking for a notary, they're looking for a patient ear. But hold on, let's pause right here because our friends at 24/7 Closers have something you'll want to hear. At 24/7 Closers, they serve title agencies across this great nation of ours with top-tier certified professional notaries for real estate closings. Their sweet spot? Booking a notary for your out-of-state closing. They're extending an invitation to all you title gurus. Connect with them by visiting 247closers.com. They're tossing out a guarantee that will knock your socks off. Find you a notary in less than 5 minutes or you won't pay a dime. So go ahead, connect with them, and while you're at it, subscribe, like, comment, and share this pod. Trust me, you'll be doing your peace of mind a huge favor. Now, back to the podcast. Where were we? Ah, empathy. By acknowledging their concerns with a reassuring nod or a few choice words of comfort, you lay the groundwork for a smoother signing experience. Remember, you're not just notarizing. You're also part diplomat, part therapist. So, let's talk strategy for those moments when empathy is met with resistance, shall we? Sometimes you encounter that one individual who loves the word but more than anything else. But I read on the internet, but my friend told me. These are the moments where your knowledge is your power. Your ability to gently correct misinformation with facts and a smile is crucial. Flex that brain muscle and educate without patronizing. You are the shepherd guiding the lost sheep back to the haven of correct information. However, let's not forget about the all-too-frequent procrastinator signer. They've had the documents for weeks, and yet when you arrive, the paperwork is untouched, looking as pristine as a fresh snowfall. What do you do? Well, my friend, patience is key, but so is gentle assertion. Kindly remind them that the clock is their adversary, and with your guidance, they can conquer the mountain of paperwork together, like a summit team aiming for the peak. My fellow notaries, I hope these nuggets of wisdom help you turn those tough signing experiences around. Because at the end of the day, whether you're stamping in a high-rise or a humble abode, your role is crucial, your expertise unparalleled, and your patience, Olympian. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you all to remember that while the pen is mighty, the notary is mightier. Keep your seals ready and your wit sharp. Until next time, keep stamping, keep shining, and keep listening to the Notary Nuggets podcast. Over and out.